this shows that the pressure that Sinn Féin put on the government has worked, and now the government's planned increases on tax on petrol and diesel in September and October won't go ahead. But we need to be clear, this shouldn't be just about kicking the can down the road to budget day. The government need to make it clear to people that they will not put these taxes back on petrol and diesel at a time when those prices are sky high. And we know that diesel at the minute has been charged at $1.95 before the government even looks at any additional tax. So they need to rule that out when these prices are high the way they are. But they also need to recognise that this was also not just about petrol and diesel. This was about the cost of living pressures that families are facing. And that's why if they are genuinely listening to people now, they need to recognise that there needs to be a real meaningful cost of living package in the budget that actually addresses the core issues of rising costs, from energy credits to groceries to the pressure that are on people of some of our most vulnerable. So I welcome the fact that the pressure that Sinn Féin has mounted has resulted in the government being forced into recalling the Dáil and stopping these increases taking effect. But it can't be just about delaying them. This has to be a clear signal that they will not go on while prices remain high.
If it was Sinn Féin that was in power, what steps would you take to try and curb the cost of living crisis?
Well, we have said very clearly that we don't want to see the price of petrol and diesel go beyond 185, 190, and that's where it's gone beyond that at this point in time. So until prices come down, we would not see any excise duty going back on petrol and diesel, and we wouldn't replace all of the excise duty on them anyway, because we are opposed to the carbon tax increases, and we believe that fuel, petrol and diesel has been taxed to the hilt here way more than what many of our European competitors are doing. But we also need to see the likes of energy credits. We need to see additional supports for families with children through double child benefit payments and an increase in the rates. We also need to see one-off payments for people on disability and particularly those on social welfare, including our pensioners. So there's a suite of measures that we have identified that needs to be there to support people, some of them short-term and some of them more long-term, that would support people in the middle of a cost of living crisis.
Should there be a more of a focus on long-term measures, though? The short-term measures, as we say, will maybe give somebody a bit of an alleviation, but down the road, people need to have confidence in the long run.
Absolutely, and that's why measures like, you know, banning rent increases, tackling the insurance industry to make sure that the rip-off doesn't continue, to make sure that the large retailers are not price gouging, also the fact that energy companies are allowing electricity to be set by the price of gas, which isn't acceptable, and therefore pushing up prices on ordinary people. Sinn Féin have put a suite of measures forward that are about long-term reforms that would push down costs on people permanently, but we recognise that some of those reforms take a while to take effect, and that's why we need immediate solutions, also money in people's pockets, not only by just not increasing taxes, but actually by reducing taxes, by making sure that people keep more money in their pocket and reducing costs. So that's really important, that there is an emergency measure in this budget that actually recognise the pressure that people are under.